The Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ebenezer Odrowusu, has called on government to channel resources used as scholarship to train medical students abroad to some of the private medical institutions in Ghana for such students to be trained here in Accra. He said such resources can train more students in the country than the number trained outside. Speaking at the second matriculation of the Family Health Medical School in Accra, Professor Odrowusu said it's imperative that the private sector, touted as the engine of growth for the economy, is supported by government. Felix Kofi reports.
Professor Odrowusu said he is happy that private medical schools are now emerging, which will help to bridge the doctor-patient ratio currently at 1 doctor to 10,450 patients instead of 1 doctor to 1,320 patients as recommended by the WHO. Professor Odrowusu said there is still more to be done in the training of more medical doctors.
The challenges of our modern, fast-paced, technology-driven world makes it imperative that medical education initiatives be abreast with more modern methods of training. This renders medical training capital intensive and very expensive. I would like to appeal to government to consider extending some form of assistance to enable such noble projects achieve its objective.
The president of the Family Health Medical School, Professor Yao Kwawukome, said the medical profession is a human-centered and action-oriented profession and requires individuals with a passion to care for the sick to go into the medical profession.
Your lecturers have the experience, wisdom and knowledge to help you succeed. And you should also know that the medical profession is human-centered and action-oriented. It requires an individual to have sympathy, empathy, or compassion to be able to care for people in sickness and in health, which you'll be expected to live up to the rest of your life.
In all, 33 students were matriculated.